We'll find more. Birch ala pas poites a palperis. You made a broch on bread, it covers the palperis. What's this palperis? Tahainu pirure pas dak dak. Shedibkon im marak odvash. Crumbs of bread, fine crumbs of bread, that are stuck together with some type of broth or honey. So this is some type of mezainis. Birch ala palperis loy poites a pas. We made a broch on this other thing which has a status of mezainis. Is not part of the pas. Shabruah says we're talking about a case where you're making a bracha on the mezainis before the meal. So you made the mezainis before the meal, so you have to make a bracha on the moitz because it's not covered by the mezainis. Shabruah brings from the Shita Mekabetzis, and if it was mecham beferish that mezainis should pater, also doesn't help. Which is a whole discussion because we saw in other places the mezainis does cover everything. The right way to do is not to mecham to be moitzi the bread. And when you wash, make another amoitzi. Shabur has a tremendous arichas over here about brocha achreina. If you eat things before a meal, do you have to make a brocha achreina on them? So basically, if you're eating a mezainis before the meal, so there's a discussion. If it's a pas above a kisnin, which is itself a suffix, if it's pas, then if you ate that right before your meal, we definitely do not make a bracha achrein on it, and the bracha we made and the birchas mazon covers that. If you have other types of mezainis which are not pasav of a kisnin, then Mishnah Berurah says that you should make a bracha achrein on them before the suda, because they're not part of the main suda. But if you didn't, then the dievid, once you already started your suda, just have in mind because it wasn't a part of those mezainis. Yeah, as far as all kind of other things that one eats before a suda, he says basically if the type of things that should be eaten in the meal and you eat a little bit before, like you eat some potatoes before the meal, if you ate a shear of potatoes, then you have to make a bracha achreina because it's not part of the meal. If you want it to be part of the meal, eat it within the meal. If there's some special reason why eating it before the meal, even though it's part of the meal, for example, a fruit or a candy or something, which you want to pater something in the meal with that bracha. So that gives it a shaykhus to the meal, because the bracha of Pari Priyetz, the shaykh you make before the meal, is serving a purpose for the meal. Or if it's something that has some element that it arouses your desire to eat, in those cases, even though you ate more than a kezayis before the meal, you do not make a bracha achreina before the meal. You eat the suda and bilsam doesn't pater. But like we said before, if you're eating things that betzim, the eating beforehand has no shaykhus to the meal. It's not whetting your appetite, and its bracha is not needed for anything within the meal. Then, and chenami should make a bracha achreina on them before the meal. Just read the Ramah. Birchala paperis poite maisa kadeira. We're going deisa. A person makes a bracha on this previously mentioned baked goods, these crumbs that are stuck together with honey. Then it also patters a porridge. Piyetzivoy. Yes, you make a bracha one type of mezainis, it passes other types of mezainis.